It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And May is American Stroke Month. Stroke is the fifth leading cause of death and leading cause of serious long-term disability, despite being largely preventable, treatable, and even beatable. On the line, we get to talk to Dr. Chandler with CenterPoint Medical Center, who has connected with the American Stroke Association on a new initiative called Getting to the Heart of Stroke. How are you doing today, Dr. Chandler?
Julie, I am doing absolutely fantastic. I really appreciate you letting me be on the call with you, and especially about this topic. This is perhaps the most important topic we could be spending a couple minutes to talk about.
Absolutely. And first of all, let's talk about Getting to the Heart of Stroke, the program. Give us more on that, Dr. Chandler.
Yeah, you know, this is perhaps one of the most beneficial things that I think could happen to our nation, and that is when you have the country's largest private hospital system partnering with the American Heart and Stroke Association to really focus on preventing, treating, and curing stroke. This is a partnership that is going to last for years to come, and I'm very excited about it. You know, just in our area, HCA has the most trauma and stroke certified centers in the region, and now we've partnered with the best organization that we can, being the American Heart and Stroke Association, to be able to help treat strokes.
Yes, and we absolutely so necessary. Now, Dr. Chandler, we talk about stroke prevention. What are some of the risk factors for stroke and preventative measures one can take to lessen their chance?
Julie, you ask the perfect questions. You know, perhaps the best thing that an individual can do when they think about modifying their risk for a stroke is to meet with their primary care physician or to go see a doctor. You may have hypertension and you don't know it, and hypertension is the leading cause or the leading risk factor that someone may have of getting a stroke. It's things like hypertension, high blood pressure is what that is, people that have high cholesterol, obesity, people that may have poor sleep or obstructive sleep apnea. All of these things are risk factors that are controllable and modifiable. Julie, there's something that really bothers me, and that's the fact that when people hear about statistics, they consider them facts. The statistics about stroke, we can change them. We can reverse stroke statistics. It doesn't have to be the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. We can take it off the top 10.
Yes, absolutely. Doing our best to prevent ourselves from being at risk of stroke. And those are some things that are just very practical. And I agree with you, Dr. Chandler. My family teased me because I go to the doctor for everything, but I want to know what's going on. Look, I don't pay that insurance for nothing, Dr. Chandler. I'm going to make the most
right.
of it.
That's right. Hey, and I didn't get myself in all those hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt not to be able to help people.
Hey, there it is, right there. Speaking of helping people, we always want to talk about recognizing stroke because that can help somebody survive and get the help they need. The FAST method. Touch on that, Dr. Chandler.
You know, so I have been involved in neurological and stroke education for a long time now. And what we train and teach everyone in the community is what is called the FAST exam. This is just a brief acronym that helps you recognize if you, your friend, or a loved one is having a stroke. You just remember the term FAST. It stands for face. Does someone you know have a facial droop? You're talking to them, you're in the middle of a conversation. Does one side of their face all of a sudden go weak? Does it get numb? Do they tell you my face is going numb? That's the F in the FAST exam. A stands for arm weakness. Is there one arm that suddenly becomes numb? Is the face numb and the arm numb at the same time? If these things happen, you call 911. The S stands for speech. Are they having difficulty with their speech? Is their speech slurred? Are they not seeming to understand what you're trying to talk to them about? Or when they speak, does it somehow come out as something completely different than what you would understand? So any kind of a speech or language change could be a stroke. And then the T in the FAST exam, that stands for time. You act fast, you call 911, and you do it immediately. Minutes matter in our lives when it comes to strokes, because if you can get to a hospital, an HCA hospital, a certified stroke center, someone that has partnered with the American Heart and Stroke Association like we have, we can treat your stroke. We can reverse the symptoms of a stroke, and we can minimize life-threatening and life-changing symptoms that you may have from a stroke. This is a treatable condition. It's a preventable condition. I know that together we can do this, and so remember the FAST exam, Julie.
Yes.
That was the perfect question to ask a stroke specialist.
All right, and you can learn more at stroke.org/strokemonth. We want to thank you, Dr. Chandler, for the work that you HCA Midwest Health, including CenterPoint Medical Center and the American Stroke Association, are doing to help us when it comes reducing and preventing stroke.
Thank you, Julie. Grateful for the opportunity.